For those that don't know Doug, that was a big step. Thank you, Doug, very much. So be thinking about who heroes are in your life, and we want to hear. We want to hear about that. Either call into the office or write a note and bring it by the office or fill out this connection card and pass it in the baskets this Sunday or the next few Sundays. So speaking of these superheroes, what did they throw down that Doug would say, man, these people are superheroes in my life? What step of faith did many of you take to be a superhero in a person like Doug's life? What did people like the folks in the video do? What did they throw down? What steps of faith did they take to become people that we actually know their name today? What happens when we throw down? What happens when we throw down whatever it is that's holding us back in our life that we might think we have control over? But if we're really honest with each other, it has control over you. What is that? Is it our job? Is it alcohol? Is it drugs? Pornography? Is it a person in your life? What is it in your life that's holding you back? So, you see, God can do God's wonders when we throw it down. God can strengthen us and guide us and give us whatever we need when we throw it down. But what happens when we throw it down? Well, are we listening to God's call in our ordinary, everyday life? Are we making excuses when we are called, or are we just doing the task? Are we making excuses when we're called to do a task by God? And finally, what do we hold in our hand? What do you hold in your hand today that you need to let go of? What do you need to lay down today so that you can step out in faith and God can give it back to you, a gift that is tenfold what you laid down, and it can do the most amazing things so God can do God's wonders in your life? What is that? Well, you know, if you think about the old way they used to make rugs, I think it's called a loom, and think about the strands of material, string, whatever it is they use, and think of your life as one of those strands. You see, individually, we can't see the big picture of how our life makes a difference in the grand scheme of things, can we? And when we lay it down, whatever it is in our life, if we lay it down and we step out in faith, we make that even more beautiful. I invite you this week to lay it down. I invite you to take that step of faith, because when we do that, we can release the wonders of God in our life and the people that surround us. So today, let's throw it down, amen? Whatever it is, I want you to think about that. Maybe you know right now, but maybe you got to think about it this week. What is it in your life that's holding you back? I invite you to throw it down today, and you will be a superhero of God. Let's pray. Gracious God, we thank you for this day. We thank you, Lord, for all the folks that have laid it down and that have stepped out in faith to do your great wonders. And you have blessed them, God. Whatever they threw down, you have given it back and blessed them 10, 100, 1,000-fold, God. It is more than it ever was whenever they gave it away. We ask you, God, to anoint us in such a way that we feel that we are empowered to be able to lay that down for you, to throw it down, God, so that you can give it back and we can do your wonders because of that. We love you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. We have a song called Holy Ground Medley. We would love for you to stand and sing this with us. And I want you to know that if you want to come forward and pray, I know I haven't done this, and I should have probably warned you about it, but I want to invite you anytime during this song of invitation, any week, you are invited to come forward and pray at the altar as we sing, and even afterwards, we'll just let you pray as long as you want. But we want to make sure that you understand this is your altar. And so please feel free to come forward during that song and pray to God. Please stand as we sing Holy Ground.